What is up, Feasters? Welcome back to another great episode of The Anime Feast. I'm Dominique, and with me, as always, are our amazing, amazing co-hosts, Tawan.
What up, Ohio? Good morning. Konnichiwa. Hello. You know, all that good stuff.
All right, well, you know what you have to do every time you start speaking in Japanese. You have to tell the people what you said.
Yeah, that's what I did. So, Ohio, good morning. Konnichiwa, hello. Or good afternoon. I don't want.
Perfect. Look at that. Learning again. You come here to learn. And Matthew.
What up, everybody?
Bam. I knew you were gonna do the bam bam.
That's a, it's been a thing for like 2 years now, and I can't stop. I can't stop.
Oh my goodness!
Freaking Jacob got me into that, and I was like, that's so dumb. And then now it's like, oh, I see somebody's like, you're like,
awful. Well, guys, after a much, not really needed, but appreciated break, 1 month, it's been a month. It's been a long, long month. We've got a lot of Road to Laugh Tales that came out. If anybody read any of those, very content packed, just kind of things that you may have needed to know from the One Piece world that Oda gave us while One Piece was on a break. There are 4 Road to Laugh Tales. Read them if you are interested. But after this long, long break, One Piece is back, baby.
What up?
Let's see. Yes. Back. Much anticipated break in. He just did not disappoint. The God King himself, Oda.
The storyteller, the greatest storyteller of all time.
Yes, Goda came back, baby.
Goda. Ichiro Goda.
I mean, even the chapter before we left for break, I mean, he left it on a cliffhanger.
I kind of didn't think that. I was like, that would have been a good, like, break right there, but it's still fine because it was still like, hey, here's Green Bull doing some shit. And then, okay, bye for a month.
Oh, you got finally see the guy that we haven't seen. And then, oh, yeah, just drop the bomb that, oh, yeah, Buggy's now a warlord also.
Yeah, it would like that could have definitely been a great time to just also have been like, peace out for a month.
I'm going to let you guys sink this in for a little while.
Yeah, because did any of you guys read the Road to Laugh Tales, the 4 of them during the time?
I did not, unfortunately. I should have. I've read everything in between, but
it's pretty fine if you didn't. It was some back content, a little bit of just like facts and stuff like that, things we may have assumed but didn't know for sure. I think you threw some bounties out there, told us a little bit more about like the Rocks Pirates, but mostly the stuff we knew. That was like the first one. I didn't really read most of the other ones because it wasn't, you know, it's telling us things we know, kind of recapping little things like we know. Oh, things like that that we didn't care too much about. Because we were all just, you know, ready, anticipating. Like, I want to know what's next. I'm ready for the Wano series to wrap up, and I'm ready and then go to the next island, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Here we are in Wano. The fight's over. Green Bull's here. And it's like, so I guess the first question for you guys is, what are your thoughts on Green Bull now? But based on his first introduction before we actually got to meet him, when he was only a silhouette at the River Ree, versus what we have seen now in his 2 chapters in Wano of, well, I guess 3 technically, because he flew in at the end of 1052, and then we got his fight 1053, and now 1054. With more of the fight, more of the powers that we get to see. So what are your thoughts on Green Bull so far? And like his words, his actions, everything.
One, I love his... Oh, you at the first one. Sorry.
No, you can go ahead.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
It's very interesting. And I'm just kind of... Because King and Queen took so much effort to beat during Wano that when at the end of 1053, when Green Bull just has him like already done pretty much, and like even though they might have been still tired from the fight that they lost against Sanji and Zoro, and then what the Scabbards, who just took as much beating, if not more of a beating, than King and Queen, and then he goes in there and he's like, oh, like I took 2 commanders out, and now like you have the Scabbards, but they kind of just stand there and like let him attack him. And then I love that Momonosuke is like, this is my fight with Green Bull, like do not mess with us. But I don't know how to power scale Green Bull right now. That's what I'm more confused about, if that makes sense.
He is super powerful. I mean, I know that they were hurt, but he is definitely a force to be reckoned with. But my first I'm annoyed with him because he's such a ass sniffer with Akainu. And I hate, like, I already hate his, like, I don't know, ideologies that, hey, the dragon, the celestial dragon are gods, and like, we need this pecking order, we need a hierarchy, and the fact that you guys aren't a part of that hierarchy is just even more reason why I just shouldn't care about you, even though you're your own independent nation. I've honestly just been disgusted with him so far. Like, he hasn't been redeeming, and he's even been told that he wasn't supposed to go there. He's like, no, I'm going to do this to get Akainu's approval, and that will make me a shining star. I'm like, what is your only purpose? Just to, like, look good for Akainu? Or, like, I don't know.
Like, the more stare at him, too, the more he looks more like Aokiji to me. Like, I guess, like, I don't want to say the green version of Aokiji.
Okay, Rivery, yeah. Silhouette, Green Bull. I was like, this dude is going to be really cool. I can't wait to meet him. I wonder if he's also going to be, you know, like, someone who isn't, because, you know, we had to, I guess now that I really think about it, we did have to rebalance the whole Kizaru, Akainu, Aokiji thing that was there. Now that Akainu is promoted, you have to have one person that's lazy justice and one person that's full justice. And Fujitora is that lazy justice. So I guess it does make sense that Green Bull is the opposite. But I didn't think of it that way originally. I was like, Green Bull is going to be another person that's going to be really chill, really cool. Like, I can't wait to meet him. And yeah, now fuck that guy. Like, I hate everything about Green Bull. He's probably the worst character in One Piece. Just like, I mean,
like, that has a very solid podium spot for me. So that's,
I know it does for you, yeah, Matt. It's hard to beat Foxy for Matt. Yeah. But I mean, I love his devil fruit. Don't get me wrong. I love his devil fruit. But like you were saying, it's the ideology, right? It's the, I gotta show Akainu how great I am. I gotta kiss Akainu's booty. I gotta be that number one for him. Celestial dragons are gods. You guys don't have any standing because you're not a part, you're not affiliated with the world government. I can slaughter thousands of your people, and I will slaughter thousands of your people if I have to, whatever it takes to get Straw Hat Luffy. Like, all of that, I was kind of like, bro, like, yeah, chill out a little bit.
Yeah.
You just got here. Like, you just got here. I'm gonna need you to, I mean, chill.
I think he's doing,
because
he had the Silhouette and Reverie. And yeah. Then when he gets here, he's just doing too much too fast, I guess.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like, you just got here. Slow down.
Yeah, because when Kizaru got there, I mean, when he went to the Sabaody, I mean, it's like, oh, what does this guy do? And then one guy tries to shoot him, and he literally, he doesn't move fast enough. He just, the bullet just goes right through him. It's like, I nailed him in the head. I know I did. It's like, nah, I'm just faster than light. So here we go. I'm gonna kick your butt, and then
he went around and hit every supernova once. Yep. Like, just hit everybody once, and that, like, was it.
Yeah. Have you ever been hit by light speed kick, and then his foot, he didn't even really kick. He, like, literally had his foot up to somebody's face, and then just shot a beam.
I still love that, because, like, Drake was still with swords at the time, but he's like, oh, hey, Drake. And then it's like, oh, I forgot that. He's like, oh, I probably shouldn't say hi to you in this situation, so I'm just going to kick you instead.
Well, I know you mentioned Sword, but I don't know if he knows about, because remember, Sword is a secret organization that even people in the Marines don't know about. It's like, it's super secret. So I don't know if he knows it, because I think if Kizaru knows about Sword, then he would probably be a part of Sword. I think that's, like, the only way to truly know about Sword. Or they knew Drake was an ex-Marine.
Yeah.
So he knew that bit about him. But I don't know if he knew he was still actually a Marine and part of Sword.
Okay. I think I saw a theory about that or something. But I thought that was more the case, because he's like, oh, yeah, if you were an ex-Marine, you probably knew somebody. Especially, I think, what, Drake was a admiral at one point, right?
Not an admiral.
Not admiral, the captain.
Like a captain. Yeah. I would make sense if he was a captain or vice captain. Mm-hmm. He's a captain now. Oh, no, sorry. Kobe. Yeah, he's captain of Sword, and then Kobe's just the vice captain. Yeah, mm-hmm.
No, he's just, Green Bull's doing too much. Relax, slowly introduce yourself. Don't come out here swinging, even though he came out here swinging, like, and I'm still happy about it.
I love how Oda just went ahead, though, and didn't hesitate giving us the devil fruit this time. I think it's because of how he forgot to give us Kid's devil fruit. Mm-hmm. And after so long, and everyone was like, yo, what is Kid's devil fruit? Noda was like, oh, I never told you guys. So I think this time he was like, I'm letting it be known immediately.
He's like, oh, it's Maggie.
I'm going to tell y'all right now, Second fight. This is what his power is. He's the forest fruit, which does throw back the theory that people had about the four gods and Greenville being one of the forest gods. This kind of pushes us in that direction.
Yeah, but I wonder, are all the god fruits like zone, or would they be Logia? Because I like the theory about Dragon, his devil fruit being the, I think it was the wind god or the rain, there's the sky god, but his would possibly like a gold bird, I think from Aztec religion, that would let him control weather. But also, it's interesting that Logia, like, how do you have woods and like forests and plants as a Logia power? So, like, I guess it'd be easy to regenerate. Also, I think he looks, what is it? Well, I don't even know what page it is. But it's the one where he looks, he looks like the guy. Oven. I thought he looked like Oven.
He looks just like Oven.
The next page, he also looks like that green guy from Fairy Tale.
Yep.
The broccoli looking guy.
Yeah, one of the ancestors of the Fairy Tale Guild. Absolutely.
But I definitely felt like he looked like Oven, the tattoo, the hair, all of it.
When he did the flexing force muscle, like that big attack, that was my very first thought. I was like, Oven, you're here?
I didn't think the Big Mom Pirates had made it to.
I love the fact that, like, it made sense that Green Bull was going to come here because, you know, Wano used to be a flourishing a country, lots of wildlife, lots of plants, you know, beautiful scenery. And then after the Orochi and Kaido take over, it became desolate. So this is bringing back that plant life for them, which I thought was like a fun, cheeky way for Oda to do it, to bring this forest man in who every step he takes brings a bunch of floral around him. And then doing these big attacks that are just creating more and more forest, essentially. I like that that's going to be what, like, kind of
revives
Wano in terms of its greenery. It's just unfortunate that it's with this fuckwad who I want to, it's so interesting. Like you were saying though, Tuan, because when he gets to that full ability of this thing, he's a tree now. So like, what are his modes? Like, cause he's a tree, or is he a person, or like, cause is it a Hito no Mi model forest because he turned into a fucking tree, but he's also a person. I don't know.
I mean, it could also be his cheeky way of bringing it back. Like, he's like, oh, I'm going to fight you guys, even though that might be because he went out on Queen and King, but now with the scabbards, he's doing easier because he's just making it more beautiful around the flower capital right now.
There are a bunch of flowers around the prison too, though.
I mean, yeah, he's just attacking people just to be like, oh, I'm actually helping you. Like, on his secret motive, even though he's putting a face, he's putting a front face on with an ulterior motive in the back.
That's... But also, if you're going to help everyone and take down people, why the fuck didn't you take down, sorry, excuse my language, why didn't you take down Kaido? If you were so intent on helping the world government because Luffy's upsetting the balance, like, if you really cared that much, you would have went out for these Yonkos forever ago.
Well, that's the balance. Remember the balance of power.
He wants a hierarchy above anything else.
That is a hierarchy. The hierarchy is different level. You have to have the hierarchy of your world government, your powers, right? It's your hierarchy is your power systems. You have your you have your world government, you have your Yonkos, and you have your Shugabe. There is a hierarchy there. All of that's a hierarchy. Wano is who's not part of it, but the country itself. But it's controlled by Kaido, a warlord, or no, not a warlord, a Yonko. Mm-hmm. So it is fine in its hierarchy, but he can go and destroy it if he wanted to. But he's not going to go and fight Kaido, because we already know, like, the big conversation is, can an admiral beat a Yonko? We don't know. It'd be a really tough fight.
The sustained power, like, just like everything's comfortable as it is. Like, why would we need to ever change anything? But now the new generation is changing stuff for either the good or for the better for what the world government wants.
Yeah. But now we get the fight though, right? So we get the scabbards fighting Green Bull. You get Yamato showing up and introducing herself as Yamato, not as Odin. Actually said Yamato, And I believe in the Road to Laugh Tale, they did officially say that Yamato's pronouns are she, her. However, she called herself son. So I don't get the whole thing there, but those are her pronouns.
It might be. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. I was like, maybe whenever she wants to call herself Kaido, then that's when the pronouns change, but whatever. That's
Odin.
Yeah, sorry.
No, she said, "I'm Yamato Kaido's son."
That's what I meant when she wants to be called Odin, then that's when she wants to change her pronouns to he, him. But whatever, that's way off the point.
Yeah, but yeah. So what about I'll say for this, I thought it was interesting. Denjiro was able to cut off, you know, one of the really big vines, and Negamamushi, and everyone seems to be like being able to defend themselves decently enough here. Yamato got off a nice, looks like hockey covered strike on young Green Bull that did hurt him, but didn't put him down. And then we have Momo showing up doing a blast breath and nothing happened. I laughed so hard when he said blast breath and literally a puff came out. I thought that was the funniest shit.
And then just goes in to bite him, and I'm just like,
well, apparently I don't have these actual dragon attacks, so
like, he's trying, he's still learning. No, I just love was it 1053 or 1052? At the end of it, it's like, oh, Momonosuke does become the great leader Wano that was foretold.
Yeah.
And it's just, you gotta start somewhere. And like, he was a small dragon now when he grew up. I mean, he's still learning his powers. Now, like, he's comfortable with himself still. He's still only 8 years old, technically.
Yeah, what do you guys think of that in you know, how the Scabbards didn't want the Straw Hats to get involved, which they told Yamato to say, yeah, which is that because she's a Straw Hat now? Or like, is it just because, you know, Yamato wanted just the Wano people to take care of this problem?
I think it's
more like Momonosuke just wanted this to be like, he's already so indebted to the Straw Hats, but not just the Straw Hats, but like anyone who was outside of their country. So he knows that, hey, we can't be a sustained power if we can't defend ourselves. So this needs to be something that's left to only like Wano people, like Wano people from Wano. The Scabbards, they can fight because they are Wano, like citizens. I can fight because I'm the Shogun of Wano, but it needs to be like, he wants Wano to be able to take care of Wano on its own without needing outside help. And Yamato is still technically outside help at this point.
Mm-hmm. I was like, and he just only calls out Yamato too. I thought he wanted everybody to stop because he wants to prove to himself that he can actually defend the country too.
Sorry, I was rereading ahead while you guys were discussing that.
Yeah, no, that's what I was. I'm looking at the page right now, and it's like,
well, it makes me happy that this is going down. Obviously, we'll have to see how this ends because the last little bit we see from it is, you know, that Green Bull has Momo fully wrapped up in trees and vines. So we'll see what happens there. I mean, obviously they're going to get out of it. Who knows how it would happen. They're not going to lose here. Now, I don't know how we should do this. I don't know if we should jump to the next few pages or the last few pages and then get back to the middle. Which one are you guys wanting to go into the most? So we're going to save for last. Which one is the most juicy for you?
I would say the second part is the most juicy for me.
All right. So like, the middle section we have in this chapter is what you want to save for last.
Yeah, I think so. Yes.
All right, cool. So then we're
going to after the Green Bull fight, I was not ready for that middle part.
Not ready for it.
And then keep going on after that. Like, that could have been it. And then I would have been like,
we'll jump next. I love that we got to finally see or hear what happened at the Ribbery, right?
Yes.
At the end of everything, we knew Sabo was involved with something. They said an assassination, a kidnapping, and an arrest happened. But we had no idea what everything was. All we knew, and then there was pictures of Don Don holding the newspaper, screaming about Sabo and bawling her eyes out. So the assumption was that either Sabo was killed or captured. But there was like no way they killed Sabo. Like, you couldn't kill Ace, bring in Sabo, then kill Sabo. That makes no fucking sense. So then we thought, okay, Sabo was captured or something, right? Mm-hmm. So now we actually learn Cobra was killed, Vivi was kidnapped, and Sabo was the assassin. Now, that's all bullshit. It's all bullshit, in my opinion. We knew, I think we knew Cobra was going to be the one who was killed because it just kind of made sense for him to be the one that was taken out. Like when Vivi was one of the posers Eam-sama had, it made sense. Vivi, Arabasta, you know, that one, that's the one of the 20 kingdoms that stayed down, all that stuff, right? We knew they were going to be targeted. Something had to happen there. Cobra was part of the reason that they got rid of the Shibukai system. He and Fujitora were the ones pushing for that. So, from recalling correctly, or from what I saw in the video as well, is that Cobra started asking about the Void Century. And obviously, you don't want to, you know, that's hush hush information. You need to know, and he don't need to know. So
nobody needs to know. So,
a key word if you want to die in front of the world government is Void.
Yes,
pony glyphs. Like,
so, but it makes.
But he was in charge. Like, part of the reason being Alabasta was to protect the Alabasta pony glyph that you're definitely not supposed to know about. But
right. Well, I believe that the government, world government, are the ones who actually killed Cobra. Maybe even tried to kill Vivi, and Sabo intervened and saved Vivi. And that's, but they took that as a kidnapping, but he actually saved her. But we knew, but they were the ones who actually killed Cobra. And I like that they also got away. They were also able to successfully save Kuma, and everyone escaped. Even though they fought Fujitora and Green Bull, all the revolutionaries escaped and saved Vivi and saved Kuma. I think that is amazing.
Yeah. Also, the fact that, Sabo's such a peak character because of this. And we just see that, like, he's been having a rise of his own to become the Flint Emperor. He's honestly the fifth emperor now at this point.
It almost looks like he's a new face of the revolutionary. Like, he's like the, I guess, the promotional face.
It's a new generation, and he is it. Like, Luffy Blackbeard, Buggy, four new Yonkos, Sabo, new Revolutionary Army.
Like, for the Revolution Army, because like Dragon kept the Revolutionary Army under secret pretty much. Like, only the world government knew he was doing stuff. He wasn't like promoting out in the world, like, oh, we need to start doing this to take over the world government.
The road knew about Dragon and the Revolution.
He's the most wanted man in the world.
Yeah, the road definitely knew about Dragon. Dragon, it's just that Dragon did his shit more low-key. Sabo is not as low-key. And obviously with them framing him for an attempted assassination or whatever, it makes him even more renowned. And if there are people out there who don't like the Celestials and they hear that Sabo tried to kill a Celestial, I forgot that one of the things that Kizaru said was, does that mean we can close the case on the attempted murder of Saint Charlos, right? So was that another thing they were saying, like the attempted assassination of a Celestial? And if that got out in the news, then obviously people are going to be like, Sabo's the man because, you know, fuck the Celestials. And that spreads the flames, pun intended, of the Revolutionary Army and all of that, because Sabo's becoming less stealthy in his tactic. I mean, he's still stealthy when he goes to do it, right? But he's less like stealthy in terms of, we do these things and it stays secret. And now it's like, we do these things and everybody knows about it. And that's kind of raised his infamy. I don't think he's stronger than Dragon. I think Dragon's still going to be like the strongest in the revolutionaries, but Sabo's the new face because more things are starting to happen and he's the leader of the things that are happening, while Dragon is still like the smart man behind the scenes. So like, you know, it's not scapegoat. What's what I'm looking for? I don't want to say puppet either, but like,
he's the face of, he's just like the front.
Yeah, exactly. But Dragon's the one actually controlling everything, but Sabo's out in the field, right?
Mm-hmm. And that's Dragon's a general and Sabo's the captain leading the attack.
Yeah. So, all in all, The biggest thing that we got from this second section is that Sabo has a new epithet. Sabo is now newly named the Flame Emperor. So I gotta think about that name.
I think Dom talked about this when it first came out. I was like, that's much better, cooler. Like, the Flame Emperor is a much better nickname than Fire Fist.
Yeah.
like just sounds cooler, sounds epic, more epic, sounds more like super more intimidating too.
Yeah, I mean, like Fire Fist is like one attack, so it's just like, hey, that's what he's known for. He has Fire Fist, but like Flame Emperor is like anything over fire, I control. That's my domain. Like, no, fuck with me if you want to.
Yes. Yeah, I absolutely love this name. Again, much better than Fire Fist Ace. Flame Emperor Sabo. Come on, man. You know, that's somebody you want to fuck with right there. That's like you hear Fire Fist Ace is here. You're like, okay, hold on. All right. Can we get somebody that can fight him? You hear Flame Emperor Sabo has arrived, and you're like, nah. I'm going to go home.
Like, you have Yonkos, and you have a Flame Emperor. Like,
Yeah, I think this is, and again, perfect timing because Luffy just got named a Yonko, his brother, and everyone knows their brothers, or at least the government knows their brothers. So one brother is an emperor of flame, one brother is a warlord of the seas.
And with the fire god, yeah. Nika.
Not fire god, like, sun god.
Oh, sun god Nika.
But it just makes more sense for that the government is putting like Sabo as like the person who killed Cobra, because it's not, it's revolution, the reverie, they're not having like cameras and they're like, oh, they're talking about this, we definitely know what happened. They're just putting names to faces, kind of thing. Like, I'm not sure if I talked to either of you guys about it before, like how Buggy, or I think we might have talked about it, but when Buggy became the emperor, is like, if you think about all the stuff he's done, like that looks like it, like he's super intimidating based on what the people are getting information from the world government. We know Buggy, I mean, shit. We know Buggy,
yeah, but like that's like when Buggy he got on TV during the Marineford War, and everyone's like, Buggy, and then he has all of these, not even accomplices, but just people around him that are so powerful, like Shanks. People see him talking to Shanks as an equal, like, just like, I'm not going to do this, or I'm not going to help you out, but like yelling at Shanks, no one yells at a Yonko. Everyone knows that Shanks is a Yonko, and then he was also on Pirate Roger's crew, and it's just like, all these things are piling up. So he has so much notoriety to his name, he just doesn't have the strength to back it up, but no one has seen him in a fight. They just see all the people that are following him, so they're like, he must be strong. Like, but I also saw, I think, a theory that the reason behind Yonkos is that they have a territory that they control and then an amount of people that follow them. So it's not even necessarily based on strength, but you know, a lot of people follow Buggy and he got a lot of people after Impel Down. And now I'm just thinking about like a random thought that it would be hilarious if Foxy found Buggy and challenged a day back fight. He lost like half his crew, and then Fox becomes a Yonko. That's what Matt wants to see.
No.
I don't think anybody wants to see that.
So, back to the River Ree. They talked about, Akainu talked about how Arabasta is probably in chaos now because the king was dead, the princess was kidnapped, and anybody who went with them to the River Ree is still there because their ship never left. And I just thought about this when I was thinking about that and like, who might go to Arabasta, yada, yada, yada. It's like, oh yeah, Crocodile tried to take over Arabasta. Crocodile is free. Does Crocodile go back to Arabasta?
I think he's sailed that ship off from Alabasta. But actually, funny enough, I was like, I actually wrote this note about Crocodile. I was like, how do you know about the Poneglyph in Alabasta anyway? Because when he went to the New World, and I know Ivankov eventually kicked his butt, but he also had a beef with Whitebeard. But Whitebeard didn't really have any Poneglyphs because he didn't really care about going. I mean, he knew about the One Piece, but he didn't really care about going after it. He was more concerned about making his family.
I don't know. Crocodile's been in the game, especially in like the, they were bounty hunters. Yeah, like Baroque Works. Like, he's been in the game for a while. So, especially in the underground, knowledge just travels. So, I could see him just having information. It's kind of like Doflamingo has a lot of information on, like, just what is going on, what people are after. And Crocodile's a smart man. Like, he's not stupid. mean, he was stupid to just, you know, leave them to die underwater with a crocodile. Like, that was some old school supervillain shit. But
I think I was thinking about Alabasta too, Adam, but I think they're going to be fine because they're not in like a revolution. They're not anything. I think like Kuzan is his name, the guy who started the revolutionary in Alabasta first. Like, they're not fighting within each other. They might have known something was going to happen. Or, I mean, I'm not sure how much VB and...
Well, Crocodile kind of stirred all of that, up. Though. It was Crocodile's plot that stirred the whole everything up in our boss in the first place. Without him coming in originally, none of that would happen. He did all of that.
Yeah.
But again, I mean, I'm only saying that because it was a Akainu that stated that Arabas is going to be in chaos. So, like, because that's what's on paper from Oda / Akainu, like, I'm curious as to what's going there. Because then, only bad person that we can immediately think of and relate to Arabasta is Crocodile. I mean, obviously anybody else could go there. Something else could be happening. But with his power, with him already knowing, having the knowledge there, him being free, no one to stop him now because everybody is in different parts of the new world. That could be a place for him. And he never got to the Poneglyph, but he did. But like, I do kind of see what you're saying with that ship having sailed though. Because at what point would it serve him now? Perfect for his powers.
I mean, like, and also, like, he's already, people know that it wasn't Cobra who stirred that whole thing up anyway. It was all Crocodile now. That's not, but you can still, he says, I bet Alabasta is in chaos. And I was like, he's just thinking they might be, but I find it hard to believe that they are in chaos right now. I think they're fine. They might have known ahead of time. I think Cobra and Vivi might have, like, let the people know, like, some stuff might happen, but we're gonna just continue like as a normal kingdom without us.
I mean, they lost both of their leaders. That's probably why they're in chaos. I mean, if the president and vice president got shot today, I mean, the U.S. would probably be in chaos too. Just a lack of leadership.
We have a quite thorough next up. In the U.S. So
there's like 450. It's like, okay, if this person dies, then who takes over? And there's 450 people. Like,
we have a thorough list of what would happen.
Yeah.
But I see your point though, Tuan. I can't relate to the U.S. because we have too many step, like, you know, contingency plans. But yes, in something like this where there really is only king, queen, princess, and then like royal guards, I totally see it. Because once those people are gone, who the fuck is next? I totally see what you're talking about.
Hell, you're going
the will of people.
I'm not getting stuff. Fucking sorry about that. Last thing to talk about here with the Reverie is they talked about the flag. Well, two things. Akainu kind of brought up the fact that he finally reached the rank of admiral or fleet admiral at the worst time. He was like during one hell of an era. Because, like, you know, yes, and Goku was there with Rocks and Roger and Whitebeard and all of that shit, right? But now...
You know, like a champion. Like a fleet admiral should.
And the power scaling there was still good enough, right? The power system was still... Not scaling, but the power system was still good. It was still a balanced world. It's not balanced anymore at all. And he knows that. Because the revolutionaries have declared war. Just like how Luffy set the flag on fire and declared war. So did Sabo and them. They destroyed the Dragon Claw structure and then also burnt the symbol. And they were like, they declared war. So now, this is what's going to start bringing up the big war, right? You now have a full declaration of war from the revolutionaries to the Road Government, to the Celestial Dragons. So that's going to be their big battle forming. And then, of course, you still got Luffy having did the same declaration of war against the Road Government. So there, it's all going to have to combine at some point because now... Declaration of war has been called on two fronts. Now that that's been said, we get to the juicy stuff. This whole chapter was fucking amazing, right?
Yeah,
we're getting to the main course right now. Like, the middle part was the main course, and like the Akainu stuff was a dessert. Like, that was a nice aftertaste, but this we were not expecting.
And then
It threw me off for them to pan to Shanks's ship. That's right, people. Our boy Shanks is making his move. We got Shanks's ship. And you're looking at it, And at first you see the ship, right? And you see the Jolly Roger. And you're like, okay, so Shanks, we're gonna see about what Shanks is doing. And then you really look at the page and you're like, wait a minute, those are the waters of Wano. Wait a minute, those are the mountains of Wano. Wait a fucking minute. Shanks is in Wano.
Yeah.
So already I was like the mind was going, okay, cool. So Shanks is about to pull up in Wano. Shanks is about to take out Green Bull. Shanks is about to meet Luffy.
Started out so subtle too. The first couple pages, like the flashback with Shanks, like it was cool with the flashback with them actually stealing the gum gum fruit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you got to see who's who. We saw CP9 agent who's who back when he was young.
Uh-huh. He's like, why are they coming after this dumb fruit?
why are they attacking our ship? We just have a fruit that makes you rubber. Little do you know.
Why were they defending it in the first place? I mean, they were just told, and then he went into the prison to impel down because it's like, you shouldn't have lost the devil fruit.
You had one job.
Oh, man.
Too bad that red hair Shanks was the one that
right.
won your devil fruit, and you weren't going to be able to do anything about it.
And it really makes me wonder, because like Matt, like you were saying, and then, you know, Shanks does the full flashback, Luffy celebrating, all the things with Luffy, including losing his arm and patting it and like remembering the good old days. And it makes you think like, okay, you clearly knew what this devil fruit was. I mean, that's why you tried to steal it. Luffy ate it. You didn't mean for him to have it. We all know you didn't mean for Luffy to have it. So one, what was your actual goal? And now that you've done it, like, there are so many theories about what is Shanks' true objective now, because, you know, now that Luffy's awakened, he knows that, and clearly Shanks knows that, outside of just Luffy finally getting to that point where he's a world-renowned pirate, which is what Shanks told him, we're waiting for this before we meet again. Now that he's there, now that Luffy's made that rank, and Shanks can see on the One Wanted poster that he's awakened this devil fruit, Shanks still ain't ready to go see him. He said no. Lucky
Roo. He's like, it's still not time yet.
Lucky Roo was all about it.
I love that his
cabin boys. And everyone was happy. Good.
Oh, sorry. I love that his cabin boys are talking. It's like, oh yeah, I heard Monkey Straw Hat Luffy. He's just like a demon. He's like a rampaging demon monkey. He's totally out of hand. Like his cabin boys are talking about Luffy, even though I guess Shanks never talks to his cabin boys about, like, oh yeah, we used to go there and tease him, like him when he was a little kid.
Also, it's funny that the guy with like the ape face, it was like, that's like he's some monstrous, uncontrollable ape of a man.
But I love that Lucky Roo was super happy because, you know, that's my boy. It's even more funny to me. That one panel of those four crewmates having the conversation, because they're so ready to go see them, but at the same time, Yasop was like, I'm not ready to see you, Usopp. I'm not ready for this.
I'm not ready yet.
It's like, wait a minute. I can't do this.
He's like, I understand you guys that he's a great pirate, but I'm not ready to see Usopp yet. So we should just wait, right?
Yeah. And everyone's like, yo, Yasop, bro, you've been MIA for 20 years already, bro. Suck it the fuck up. It's time to go meet your son. He is now called a god. It's time to go meet your son.
And then I don't know who the guy on the left is, but he's like, like, oh yeah, kids here. We can beat him down again.
that slide at kid is so fucking funny. Kid's there too, right? Yeah, yeah. It's been a while since that rat tried to pick a fight with us.
We gotta make him pay for picking a fight with us. I don't know, his arm didn't count as making him pay, so he just gotta rough him up a little.
But didn't they bring up a Bart's and Mellow?
Yeah, so that was what Shanks' whole thing was. He was like, it's not time to go see Luffy, you know, right now, even though they're there. So he's like, we're not going to see him now. And then they did bring up Bartholomeo burning down Shanks's, you know, flags and in his territories and putting up Luffy's flags. So they were like, we can't just, you know, let that slide. Now, I don't think that means that they're going to go find Luffy, beat Luffy up and the crew up, be like, well, you're one of your underlings is destroying our territory, so we got to put you in your place. I think they should go find Bartholomeo and beat his ass or tell Luffy about what's happening. But either way, that was interesting. They're like, they're not actually going to, they're there. They're literally right beside Luffy, but are choosing not to go see him yet. Well, not they. Shanks is choosing not to go let his crew see Luffy yet. And that's kind of upsetting, but whatever. Also, technically, right now, there are now, well, there would have been three of the four Yonko in one spot because Big Mom and Kaido were there. Now Shanks is there, but it's still two because Luffy and Shanks were there.
So many Yonkos and Wano in such a short amount of time.
Right. So much power in such a small area that is like an independent nation.
Also, Green Bull is there, so an Admiral's there as well. And it's just like there's lot of fucking
so much happening.
So much greatness.
But the piece de resistance. Everyone's having a good time. It's ready to go see Luffy, not see Usopp. Ben Beckman's just chilling at a small table with two chairs, drinking sake. Shanks pulls up. Ben Beckman pours him a glass of sake, because that's what you do for your captain. And then we get the fun little words from Shanks to Ben Beckman. Hey, Beck, isn't it about time we go and claim it? The One Piece. Bro, what? First off, he didn't say go look for it. He said claim it, which means he already know where it's at. And then he said, it's time to go claim it. The One Piece. Excuse me, sir? So first off, you mean, yes, you've had the One Piece as a goal this whole fucking time?
Yeah, it's like not trying to help Luffy on his journey at all.
and what made you wait? Like, and now are you just gonna go meet Luffy at Raftel? Like, is that what's gonna happen? Like, what's going on?
I could see it being that he probably this as long as Luffy was a kid, and he probably just wanted to leave that as an incentive. It's like, hey, do this when you become a great pirate. As an incentive to make him keep reaching to become a better pirate, like become more noteworthy, become like a great pirate. So that was his motivation to meet Shanks and to get the One Piece. But ooh, I wonder how Luffy would react to that. That's just going to be interesting. Like,
pick a fight. He's going to pick a fight with Shanks. That's what he's going to do. He's like,
well, yeah, don't forget. Yes. Luffy had already stated he was going to beat all four Yonkos. So Shanks is already on his list of beating that ass.
Yeah.
He made the list. Sorry. Chris Jericho reference.
Bruh. Yeah. So, like we said, that could have been the end of this whole chapter because of how Shanks said the one that could have ended it right there instead of the next part. We got some juicy stuff, but this led to so many theories, and we can start going ahead and getting into our theories moving forward because that kind of wraps up the chapter. Fantastic chapter. You've got the Green Bull fight with the Scabbards and Yamato and Momo telling Yamato to stop and them not wanting the Straw Hats to be involved. So it's them as the Wano, you know, as the actual defenders of Wano wanting to do their job now and protect Wano. You've got Shanks being in Wano, not ready to go see Luffy, but apparently ready to go claim the One Piece. Never talked about before for Shanks. Third, you've got the Rivery information and the fact that Sabo is now called the Flame Emperor. And a lot of countries are now rising up and having revolutionaries and just all these like civil wars and things because the world is now ready to turn its heel and get rid of the world governments and celestials and all that shit. So now this is where we are. Very impactful chapter. We did other theories, but the biggest one is now like, again, what is Shanks's actual objective with Luffy? Because there is no way. Because, I mean, again, he knew about the Gomu Gomu. He went to go get it for him. He went to go get it for the red-haired pirates. He didn't go get it for Luffy. As he's like, I'm going to be this kid, this devil fruit. He got it for his crew. And Luffy just happened to eat that bitch. And they were and we saw when Luffy ate it, they were all like, whoa, did you eat it? Like, they were all very upset about it. So, and that's why Shanks bet his arm on the future. And he knew things we didn't know. Yeah. We already knew there was some shady shit with Shanks because he got to meet the Gorosei and he got to do all that stuff on one-on-one meetings, talk about a pirate, this scar's hurting, all that stuff. So now, like, what is Shanks's actual objective? Aside from claiming the One Piece, like, what is Shanks's objective? Is he good? Is he bad? What's going on?
I mean, he's a pirate, so his objectives are his own.
Luffy's good.
His objectives are his own.
It's just like if I don't know for fairy tale references, like if a guild art decides, like, oh, I'm going to be the like the new master kind of. I don't even know. I don't even know how the reference is because we thought Shanks was like the dad, like the well, more of a dad than Luffy's actual dad. But like he's like, oh, he's gonna be a mentor. He's gonna help bring him up, and now he's like, nope, this shit's mine.
Yep, Shanks just seemed to be a strong pirate, really strong pirate with a really strong crew who was just kind of keeping balance in the seas, right? Like, I'm gonna stop people from reaching this really, really high level. I'm gonna stop people from getting the treasure that my old captain, my best friend, Roger had. You know, my father figure, Roger had. I'm gonna gatekeep, right? I'm gonna be a gatekeeper. That's what Shanks seemed to have been. And now Shanks is like, I'm going to go get what's behind the gate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, do you think, because I wrote this note down when we were talking about Shanks, do you think Shanks can hear the voice of all things?
No.
No? You don't think so? You don't think, then why did he choose the island that Luffy and Ace were on? Kind of thing. How did he know to go there? That was their home hub right before they left, or why they brought even the, why would the gum gum Shanks fruit even on the, in the bar when they went to the island? Why wasn't it still on the ship protected now, in the cabin?
Again, I thought that too for a second, man. I was like, it doesn't make any sense that they would have something like this in the bar and not kept locked away on their ship. Maybe they had it on them, though, because they didn't want somebody to take it from them. If you think about that, if they're leaving the ship, they're walking away from the ship, somebody could sneak on, take it, and bounce, right? Compared to it being in your arms.
It's still in a chest, though. Like, just throw it underneath Shanks' bed kind of thing. I mean, even right, they give it.
Somebody could still think, but think about it. If let's say you leave something very valuable to you in your home, and you leave, and I know you're gone.
Yeah.
I can come in and take it. If you have something very valuable to you and you keep it on you, that's totally different. It's it was surrounded by Shanks and his crew. It just so happens that Luffy, to them, was a friend, and it was in front of Luffy, and they had their guard down around Luffy because he's a kid. He was like five. He's a true kid that they don't give a shit about. I'm going to watch you and let you have fun, but like you're no danger to us. So they didn't think that part. And that's when Luffy was like, it's like, I think that's the difference there. And also for the plot, like if they didn't do that, we wouldn't have a story at all.
Yeah,
right.
But at the same time, like they made fun of him for drinking juice. Like, adults don't drink juice.
Yeah,
I'm gonna eat your fruit then. Sorry if you can hear the cat jumping behind my blinds right now.
No, you're fine. I was seeing Misfit come on screen. She was like, yeah, hi.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Yep, she was trying to nuzzle my arm to pet her, but no. I'll give. What was your uncle's dog? He only gets 3 pets a day.
Oh, Kuwait.
Yeah, Kuwait.
Oh, I miss Kuwait.
Mm-hmm. R.I.P.
Don't get 3 pets.
R.I.P.
Oh, Kuwait. Oh no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been probably about 2 years now.
Oh, sorry about.
But yeah, so theories, guys. What do you think? Not just about Shanks and what he's gonna go do next, which could be literally anything. But I kind of like, where does this story go next? What theories are on your mind? Like, you got this chapter, you got all this information. What's next?
Because we think Elbaf. I think we discussed that last time too. Elbaf is a must before we get to Laugh Tale.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, who's going to be, who's going to be the villain of Elbaf? Or is it going to be like kind of like a Zoe arc where we're just going to go to the island, not befriend or go, I guess something maybe like a Horty Jones and Fishman Island, hopefully just not as long as Fishman Island was.
I feel like they've been hyping Elbaf up way much for it not to be a big arc. Especially because I feel like this is going to be Usopp's like crowning moment where he really does finally, and it might be the moment where Shanks and Luffy meet, because one is Shanks' territory. So it, honestly, it would be a perfect opportunity for them to meet. Usopp becomes a great warrior or a great, adventurer. He meets Yasopp and that's how their reunion goes. I also heard a theory that Shanks might be Roxas' son. So I don't know if that would have any influence on anything later on. Because I heard a theory Blackbeard might be Roxas' son. And then I also heard Shanks. And every picture that I see of Rox is him with red hair. And I was like, that would make a lot of sense. And it would also make a lot of sense.
Right? So we haven't seen actual color Rox is Hermes.
Because he was just a silhouette for the everything that we've seen from Rox so far. I mean, unless the... I don't know. I just want Usopp and Yasopp to just be like, tell stories that they think they're lies, but are actually truths.
But
that'd be a fun interaction.
If Shanks does go to Raftail to get the One Piece and come back to Elbath, Elbath could be the final just place for everything. That could be like an all-out war.
But I think the war's going to happen on Laftail. Laftail is now just like this big, too big of a...
Who knows? Who else knows about it to get there? Like the Marine or the... I don't feel like the world government's going to be there. And I feel like the world government fight... I kind of feel like the world government fight is going to be the last hurrah because that's what's changing the world. I feel like I'm leaning more towards world government fight before like the Blackbeard fight being the last thing to happen. But I could see it being kind of like a three-sided fight. That'd be cool. It would be different because Blackbeard and his crew versus the world government and their parties, and then Shanks and Luffy fighting together as well.
I believe in one of the Road to Laugh Tales, Shanks stated, or not Shanks, Oda, or was it, or in his recent interview, because he just did a bunch of interviews too, is that Laugh Tale is the end. Once the One Piece is discovered, it's over. So it's 3 years. He said he's going to end it. He plans to end it in 3 years. So you got 3 years left. And he said that Laugh Tale is once the One Piece is discovered, like that's the end of One Piece. So my thought there is that he didn't necessarily mean that at the end of One Piece, like when Luffy or whoever finds the One Piece, that's like last chapter. I think he kind of meant like no more big arcs, right? They find the One Piece, and then there may be some chapters of information given to us. We learn about the Void Century. We see what happens in the future for them, but like we don't get any more major plots after we find Laugh Tales, after we find the One Piece. So I know, Twan, you kind of thought that originally. I think you had always thought big battle, then Laugh Tale, and I was always like, no, Laugh Tale, then big battle. So it seemed like you are correct that it would be. We have what we have now. He's now a Yonko. We all know that Elbaf's going to be a thing. It has to be. They make no sense for it not to be a thing. And again, that's one of the islands that they always said that the last Road Poneglyph could be on, right? He named like three or four different islands. One is the one that Blackbeard has, that pirate island that Blackbeard has. One was Elbaf. I forgot what the other one or two were. But so obviously we have to go to Elbaf. We may have to go to Blackbeard's territory. So honestly, that could be where the Luffy and Blackbeard's fight is. Luffy going having to go to Blackbeard's territory.
Might have to go to Shanks Island. That might be the gatekeeper.
Does Shanks have an island though? He's always somewhere different.
The island that Mihawk finds him out at, like very early on, to be like, oh,
I think
like,
that was just some random island that he was at. I could see Mihawk just having VV card. I could see Mihawk just having a VV card for him. Shanks.
Yeah. I am positive. They're best friends slash enemies. He absolutely has a BB card for him.
It's like this kid made an impression on me. He's like, oh yeah, we used to do that. It's like, thanks for coming here because I was hungover, but now you made my day a little better.
Ooh, yeah. I just thought we might get to see how BB cards are made because Yamato made one for Ace. So I could see if Yamato actually joins the One Piece crew, or not the One Piece, the Straw Hat crew. Him showing, I could see Robin or Nami or Chopper how to make VV cards. That'd be cool to actually see the process and how that works.
Yep. Well, it's interesting because we have a few things that would have to be wrapped up between Elbaf fight with the world government / revolutionaries.
Gosh, we still have to see Vegapunk too, man. Sorry, I just.
Oh right. Yeah.
I think I
that's gonna be the war though.
Most likely it'd be the war, and I think that, maybe we don't even have to see Vegapunk, right? Like, we don't actually need to see him because we just know about the name and the things he can do. We don't need to see him. He could forever be. He could forever be an unknown image, but we just know the things he did, right? Now we want to see Vegapunk. Don't get me wrong, I want to see Vegapunk. We don't. It wouldn't be like a necessary thing for the story to end.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But you have.
I'm just thinking.
You're good. I was gonna say we have to get Elbaf, we have to get the Battle of War, we have to get, you know, the final Luffy versus Blackbeard, we have to get the One Piece. But then I think it only makes sense that somehow we also get the story we need for the crew to wrap up their storylines, right? Nami wants to draw a map of the world. Chopper wants to be the doctor. We got to get Laboon and Brook back. We've got to get... Frankie's already done his ship stuff, so I think he's fine. We've got to get Sanji to get the All Blue. We've got to get Zoro to be Mihawk. So, like, where do those things happen in the storyline? Because it seems to me the only way that we can get Chopper to get his done is in Elbaf. There's not much left for Chopper after that to truly become like the world's greatest doctor and just and cure all diseases, because it's Elbaf and maybe whatever medicinals they have there. And then you're at sea, then you're at war, then you're at another battle, and then you're at Laugh Tale, and it's over. Nami, what does she have left to draw the map of the world? Does she already have everything she needs from the other seas, or is it just kind of, or is hers just going to be like an off script, like, oh, after the Straw Hat's found, the One Piece Nami went on to finish drawing the sea.
Who's the girl with the Rayleigh? She's gonna be like that kind of person afterwards, or like we'll have like majority map. Even still, like early on, even the East Blue, she had so many papers just for the East Blue, let alone the rest of the world, let alone the Grand Line.
Yeah,
I could, but again, there are her being later on, just because there are so many even routes within the Grand Line of islands that you go through, and she's only been one route, so she had to go through all of those routes, and just not show that. So she'll eventually have a map of the world, but it's just going to be later on. I could see Sanji's All Blue being like right outside of Raft Tale. That after hey, when this the is red, where all the seas join.
After when well, yeah. the what's a, the red line? Not the red line. What's
no, a, you're right. The red line.
Red line. Think, yeah, one of the red lines destroyed.
Exactly. That's how Sanji's going to get his. They're going to destroy the red line, and then all the four seas are going to connect All Blue. Sanji's kind of is easy to do, right? Does Zoro
when is
fight
Zoro
Mihawk?
Gonna be Mihawk again?
Yeah, does Zoro fight Mihawk at the big battle?
Why would Mihawk even be there?
But that's the thing. Who did Mihawk join? Remember, they went after the Gorilla government went after all the Shishiba guys. So, and everyone started to go join different crews and things like that. Who did Mihawk go to? Is he with Shanks? People will talk about that he may have gone to Buggy. I don't know why, but that was also talked about.
I could see that. So that actually gives Buggy a lot of power.
Exactly. So like...
his Buggy power, but at the same time, Mihawk tried to cut Buggy. He couldn't.
Exactly. You can't cut up this guy, so you might as well join him. You can't beat him.
Literally the only guy that Mihawk couldn't beat.
So yeah, you got like...
it's like Enel and Luffy kind of thing. Like the only person that could really beat Enel was Luffy.
Yeah. So...
Maybe Enel comes down from the moon. That's and joins the battle too.
He's already on his way. Yeah. Like we knew he was coming back. I think at the end of his story, he was coming back. Just when is he gonna get here, or where is he gonna land? Does he go back to Skypiea and it's like, oh, back to Skypiea?
Does a crocodile and returns? Like, yeah.
Then I feel like we are gonna see Vegapunk though. Back to what I was saying earlier, just because it's gonna be a perfect crescendo, I think, about all the sciences fighting against each other, especially with the Vinsmokes, especially because they have joined the Straw Hat Alliance. And so I could see the Vinsmokes fight.
Wait, when did Vinsmokes join the Vin? No, they didn't.
Didn't join the Straw Hats.
Okay. No. Vinsmokes are their own thing. The Big Mom wanted just to steal their technology. That's the only reason she set that up.
Yeah.
The only Vinsmoke alliance with the Straw Hats is Sanji.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I thought the Bloodless Vinsmokes was a whole like, thing based on them still, because they felt indebted to Luffy, so I thought they're working like within the Straw Hat Alliance. But
nah, because after everything went, they went to continue doing their own thing. They're not. Mm-hmm.
I just can't see like even if, like we get Shanks, Blackbeard, and Luffy and like in a fight. I can't see Luffy and Shanks not just teaming up together to beat Blackbeard. But like after reading this chapter, though, is like, would Shanks actually team up? I know Luffy would like to team up, but that's
the thing. We all have had this perception of Shanks being Luffy's side from the jump because of them being he was on his side as a kid, right? I mean, he's a kid, and we all know that Shanks' whole thing back then was like, you know, if you're innocent, if you're weak, you know, we don't really need to do anything to you. you know, I don't need to fight you. That's why they didn't fight the bandits. But then when you attack someone they know or they love or they protect, then he's going to go after you, right? So it could have been that Shanks was just friendly to Luffy, but he wasn't his actual friend. And at the, or like maybe he was his actual friend, but not to the point where now that you're a notorious pirate, like I'm still going to be buddy buddy with you. Like, I don't know. We don't know. It could be. To me, he's friends with Mihawk. So. But besides Vegapunk, what else do you think, Tawan? Do you have any big theories that you think moving forward, whether it is who's going to fight who, who's going to beat who, are we, I know we talked about Elbaf probably next, like where the real Poneglyph might be, like any, where the Wano Poneglyph might be, because we still don't know where Kaido's Poneglyph is. We don't know that still to this point. So,
yeah. No ideas where anything might be. I did have one last theory about Blackbeard that I saw, was that he may actually have three devil fruits. Already have three devil fruits.
I think we talked about both, that he either already has three or that he's definitely going to by the end have three. I think we covered both. But go ahead.
The theory that I saw was that he might have a mythical zone called the Chimera. Not Chimera, but Cerberus. Yeah. And that might be like why the three heads are on his Dolly Roger.
And why he can have three devil fruits. Yep.
Each of them is like each of the heads is allowing him to have three different devil fruits.
Yep.
So one is being the zone, one being the Paramecia, other being the Logia. So
now my only thought to that is Orochi had eight heads.
But that might not be an inherent trait of his.
But why would it be of Cerberus?
Yeah. And so like if it was because,
why does Aiden work in One Piece?
Yes, I use One Piece like
Luffy.
Luffy being able to punch underwater with fire. That definitely should.
Imagination is a power.
Yeah, for Luffy.
Yeah, so if that's a power for Blackbeard. Take other notes. I don't know.
Then if he, whatever. It's Delaford still making no sense.
Yeah, I've seen that theory twice, so I know what you're talking about there. That's definitely one that's out there, is whether it is that it's a Cerberus fruit what zone is he going to get? Because, I mean, granted, the Yami is the, if I'm not mistaken, the dead center of the list, devil fruit, of like that little chart they make, the cross or whatever, the Yami was dead center. So it's not really technically, is it Logia? Is it a Paramecia? Like, what is it? But I've definitely seen that, and we all think he's going to get three, especially now that Luffy technically has two, because yes, it is. And the read the Road to Laugh Tales, because it is talked about that it is both the Hito Hito Nomi model Sun Nika and the Gomu Gomu Nomi fruit. It is both. So technically, Luffy has two devil fruits. So everyone's like, okay, he's going to. So Blackbeard's got to get three.
I'm essentially going to read that, right?
I know. Yeah, it's like after the sun.
Yeah, because then Oda goes into talking about how what is it? Goma Goma? Is that, that's a Logia? No,
Paramecia.
Paramecia. How Paramecias are able to change the environments around them, and yada yada yada. Which is what we saw Luffy do with the rubber and turning the earth into the rubber and yada, 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 and how zones do not and will not have something that's like that, meaning that it can't just, like, when Luffy turned the world around him to rubber, it's not just because of his imagination power, right? Like, it's, he, in that list of example fruits that Oda mentioned, the Gomu Gomu was in there, and he also, I think, mentions in another part, the Hito Hito, so, like, is that one devil fruit, is actually two devil fruits. It's a lot. It's a lot. Ever since this became a thing, it's just been a lot.
How can I make things more confusing? So, give two devil fruits to one fruit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a Hito Hito Gomu Gomu. So, Matt, what about you? I know Tawan's last theory was the Blackbeard. What is your any last big things you want to talk about? Whether it's,
I forgot about the revolution. Like, we just talked about Shanks and everything. We even dipped into the Revolutionary Army either.
Go ahead.
I know. I can't. I just don't know how this story's going to wrap up, to be fair. Like, we think we know how it's going to be wrapped up, but, like,
oh, yeah, really just how. Like we thought we know about
every. One Piece. Oh, yeah. Every time he really answers, like, three questions, 50 more get asked.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's no different, especially after Shanks saying, like, oh, yeah, let's go and obtain the one. It's like, what do you mean? No, that's Luffy's job. You're supposed to be there to push him forward, not the one to take it away from him.
Yep.
And
ooh, but this might be what
there's only I'm trying to think of any show that like I used to, I guess like Dragon Ball Z after like Super Saiyan and then like oh how's that fight gonna be? That's the only other show I remember as like a kid growing up being like I get excited every week for this to come out. Be like I was like I can't what's gonna happen? How am I gonna be mind blown this week? And then we saw the rest of the Worst Generation to still come. Like, Bonnie is probably with Sabo doing something. We found out when in Reveries that she was part of Revolution Army trying to get Kuma back.
Mm-hmm.
What she's doing, maybe she's in because she can change her age. And so maybe she's doing something with the world government trying to manipulate that somewhere in the background.
And also, people's
freaking Buggy might be the person who actually picks up the One Piece first. So.
I don't think that's going to happen. He's got to get Roponoglyphs.
Mm-hmm.
But with what you were saying about Bonnie, people also think she may be from the Void Century.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because I saw a theory that she, like, about Devil Fruits that may make you immortal, one being Bonnie's, because she can just forever change her age. So
exactly.
If she could just be 20 years old forever or go through childhood every, you know, like, 10 years, be like, 20 yep. years, 50 yep. years,
whatever. Or be like Brooke with, like, her fruit never lets her really die unless she drowns
it's crazy though because Brooke lucked out with how he did his because technically it gives you a second life. If he would have found his body before it decayed, he would have gotten into an alive body and then been able to die again.
We could have chosen anything.
However, he chose his same body that was now dead in a skeleton, and you can't kill a skeleton, so therefore now he's immortal. If but he would have found himself actually, 50 years prior, he would have died again, but he did not. So now he can live.
I just thought about it. I was like, how does Brooke drown? Like, he can't really, like, he doesn't have any lungs to actually drown. <He's>
like, at the same time, Brooke fucking cries and gets, like, poisoned. Yeah. How?
I mean, his bones do crack, but drinking milk, which angle. He can't.
Yo!
Drinking milk like, heals them, even though he doesn't have a stomach. It doesn't make
exactly.
It. Why do we question anything? Why would we?
Like, I'm telling you, Brooke during Punk Hazard, I'll know the fuck out of me. Because the way the chemical worked is that it gets into this into like the skin, the cells of your skin, and freezes you that fossilizes you that way. Brooks the bones, make it just keep going. But yeah, keep going. So you talked about Bonnie. What else?
What else? I mean, even Kid and Law. What are we gonna do with Kid and Law after Wano? I mean, Kid's gonna be like the Sheik. Is it Shiki, the Golden Lion Sheik? Yeah, yes, like Shiki to Luffy, just keep on going after him, just like annoying prick in the back until we actually, or maybe he's going to be like the white beard of everything.
That's Law.
But yeah, we can still like, what is, I mean, is Law going to, for, well, Robin said every prior alliance ends in a traitor, somebody trading. I mean, they've been through so much now. They've literally taken down. They took down Doflamingo, and then now they've taken down two Emperors of the Sea. I mean, are they going to?
They're going to be friends.
Sorry,
they're in an alliance.
Forever alliance. Their goal was not four. Their goal was Kaido. Luffy wants all four. Their goal was Kaido. So you're right. They've done what they need to do. Law could be done now.
Yeah.
However, I think what Law has seen. There's no way he's like, I'm out. And like, obviously, when they saw the posters and Luke was a Yonko, Law stayed there. Kid was like, I gotta go take Luke's head. So
I gotta go kill this man.
Law doesn't care. Kid's the only one that cares about the notoriety. He's like,
and again,
but like, Law's like, we all have the same bounty. Why do you even care? He's like, because I want to.
It was just so funny.
Kid wants to be Ash Ketchum. He wants to be very
bad. It was just so funny that Kid had that thought. Like, the moment they saw the posters, Kid was like, I'm going to go kill Luffy. And he went to go kill Luffy, and Luffy was like, get over here! Like, just like, not even like, casually wrapped him up and brought him in, while Kid was going for the kill, and Luffy was like, get over here, buddy! And then was like, what?
So we're not friends!
Clearly, just like, that, to me, that was like, all right, Luffy's way above Kid, because I mean, if one of you is going for the I want to kill you, and the other one's like, get in here, and like casually negates your attack and just brings you in. Nah, fam.
Also, Luffy beat, I know everyone fought Kaido, but like Luffy beat Kaido by himself while Kid and Law were fighting Big Mom together.
Kid got handicapped though, remember?
Yeah.
Because of Hawkins having the little puppet of Kid and Killer like attacking and severely damaging Kid. Yeah. There were lots of handicaps in these fights. Also, I mean, I know Kaido's called the strongest creature, but Big Mom is clearly super powerful too and seems to be on that same level. So,
oh yeah, she definitely is. Also, that would be it. Like, ranking of Yonkos, like, if they were all to go in like a free-for-all fight, who's going to be the last one standing? Would it be? We always are told it would be Shanks, but we never actually see that. I mean, I know not there, but like, I feel like a lot of theories are like, Shanks is the strongest because, you know, his crew is the most balanced and the strongest all around, but
we don't know anything about Shanks' crew, to be fair.
I know. We've seen him in one fight with Whitebeard and, you know, the Sky Split, and then we saw him stop Marine Ford, but he also came in fresh. Everyone else has been fighting for hours.
Yeah, I think what people have said is that Shanks hasn't been in enough panels to even make one full chapter yet. That's how little we've seen Shanks, is that we're 1,054 chapters and Shanks hasn't been on page enough to make one chapter.
And he is there a lot early too. That's what's weird. Now who was it? I had a thought and then I lost it. Sorry. At the war when Kizaru is like, when Ben Beckman had a gun to Kizaru, Kizaru is immediately stopped. Like, what is Ben Beckman's deal? Like,
I was that way for a while too, but then people kind of pointed out, and you had to rewatch it, that Kizaru didn't actually stop. He jokingly was like, "Ooh, Ben Beckman," and then after that happened, Kizaru went on to continue fighting. Ben Beckman didn't actually stop him, so it was kind of like, "Oh, but not actually, I'm afraid of you." It's like, you're notorious, but I'm Kizaru, and like that was kind of the situation there.
He could have pulled the trigger like Rue did in the first chapter against a mountain person.
Yeah, you gotta be Lucky Rue. Lucky Rue about that life. It's not a toy, pal.
Hey, when you put one of these to somebody, you put your own life on the line, pal. That was the coldest moment in anime. Like,
it would have been a really funny, like drawback to that storyline, since Ben Beckman did have a gun pointed at Kizaru, if someone else shot Ben Beckman. I'm not, like, I would have been upset, but that would have been funny as fuck, because I'd have been like, I mean, y'all talked about this in chapter one.
Yeah, you set the ground early. I didn't make the rules. You made the
rules. Hey, I just want to let the creators of the Power Warriors game. I need Ben Beckman as a playable character in that Pirate Warriors 5, please. I don't care if he's just shooting his flintlock pistols. I don't care. If that's all he does, I'm cool with it. I just need him as a playable character.
I need him and Lucky Rue. Yeah, I mean, because we don't know what Shanks' powers are, but y'all have Shanks in the game. Give me his crew.
So I can use y'all top two. Top knot sniper.
I don't need a sniper in a video game.
I'm not sure. We don't know if he's technically the sniper of Shanks' crew. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
He beat, who was that Navy person?
The one that, really that trained Usopp, right? Or like helped
him. Well, Usopp battled him, or he did battle, like a
yeah, he
duel
battled
with him.
Yeah, because he had a daughter and stuff. Yeah. Yeah. He was reminded of
it was a very like it happened way early on. Don't think so. That was like one of the places where I think you met where the Straw Hats met Smoker.
Yeah, that's what
I'm thinking correctly.
Yasop, known as Chaser, is the sniper and an officer of the Red Hair Pirates. That's all I need to know.
Yeah.
But I think some great things are to come with One Piece.
Yeah.
Great thing is there's no break next week, so we get two more chapters before a break. Because I think the official Shonen break is in 2 weeks.
Is it for Golden Week?
So we get 1055 and 1056, and apparently people are super excited about 1056 because they 56 is apparently Luffy's number, and they've showed like I think someone said like Gomi, and then people said something about and some of the cover stories and stuff, like Kid Luffy, the number that he wears on his jerseys and stuff is 56. So people are really excited because it's right before a break and it's Luffy's number. So people are expecting something big for Luffy two chapters from now.
Hopefully we
or at least something involving Luffy two chapters now.
Because like I feel like any content that we get is just going to be like, especially because of everything that's going on, I feel like there's nothing you could talk about that isn't going to answer some just biting desire or question that I have going on right now.
Oda's got 3 years to answer every question that he's ever put out. And so I think like everything going forward is just going to be content filled, packed full of amazingness. I mean, obviously there's going to be some down chapters. You just can't
all be bangers, but yeah. They've been bangers for like the past
like 50 I plus can't remember chapters. The last One Piece that I wasn't just absolutely satisfied with. It's probably been a year since I was just like, oh, that was a lackluster One Piece chapter.
Yeah. I need a cigarette after this. I've just been so satisfied.
So we've got some great stuff coming, y'all. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for it. Again, no break next week or likely the week after that. So ready your asses because more shit's gonna go hit the fan. We've gotten our flashbacks, we've gotten Shanks stuff, so it's gotta be more Green Bull Wano stuff that happens next, maybe a little bit of Shanks. But I'm excited. I want to see what happens. Give me more revolutionaries and just start really wrapping this sumbitch up. I'm happy we've done our Wano thing. Get me off of Wano now. Let's move on to the next. We've been here for a long time. We've been in Wano for
that's how I'm looking up right now.
Years?
That's actually
way
longer than I think. I think
we're close to it. Yeah. I wanted to, we've been in Wano for a very long time. So get me out of Wano.
2018 is when Wano started.
2018?
4 years.
4 years?
Yep. That was 1 year off.
Yeah, so get me out of Wano.
That's a long time. Yeah, July 2nd. Yeah, 4 years.
Give me to the next, please.
July 2nd, so we're almost like right at 4 years. A little, like maybe 2 weeks.
Like
over.
A little bit more than 4 years.
Yeah, so, but yeah, let's be done with it. Give me to the next. Give me on the next adventure. But sorry, let's wrap it up. It hurt.
Oh. Did you put your finger in between when you clap?
I smacked the pinky on the ring. It hurt.
Oh.
Kitty cat going meow.
No, I wasn't even gonna do that.
Oh yeah.
Any last thoughts, guys?
I think I'm good.
One Piece is the best thing that was ever given to God. Not man to God.
Oh my goodness. Well, I guess with that,
make sure you follow us on all the social medias. Let's see if I can get this right. Instagram at the Anime Feast, Twitter, and YouTube at the Anime Feast, TikTok on Anime Feast, and then
I believe that's it, man.
Yeah, I think that's good. Yeah,
I think you're good, buddy.
Hey, yeah, good. Yeah, that's.
And of course,
I usually have that like written down when I'd say it, but got it this time.
You're good, of course, guys. With that, be sure to give us a like and a like on the video if you're watching the video, whether you're live or whether it's later. Be sure to subscribe on that YouTube channel and hit that notification bell so you are alerted when we go live next time. Again, we try to go live every other week, so be sure to tune in. Join the conversation. We love engagement from you guys, so we look forward to that. And outside of that, till next time.
As always, stay hungry, my friends.
Peace.